Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
Wow, I can't believe we're doing this already. These weeks really do fly, at least in my opinion. Man, it's nuts.
April, guys.
Yeah. Well, we're finishing out not the first full week of April, but yeah, we're into the fourth day, and before you know it, we'll be flipping the calendar to May.
Yeah, I've told you guys this before. My mother always says, now, Steve, by your birthday, which is at the end of April, I guarantee you will be mowing the lawn. If you look out there now, it doesn't seem possible I would be mowing the lawn, yeah, but there's no snow,
It's funny you say that. I'm starting to notice little areas where there's green. I'm getting some grass, some grass growing up against the foundation of my house and my shed.
Yep.
Not a lot, but things are starting to get a little greener.
Nice to see new growth, but on the top of my head, still nothing.
I know, huh?
Nothing.
All right, well, let's move on to the big old flugelhorn. You gave us a clue yesterday about the something about a black and white cookie, right?
Yeah, exactly right. I've got some good clues for you, and I think this is going to be a toughie, guys, and I think you'll see why. Let me go ahead and play it for you, and I'd be really surprised if something comes to mind, because this is going to be a toughie. Very recognizable.
Okay.
But let's see how you do. Here we go.
Okay. Wow, just like the last several weeks, it, to me, sounds very familiar, like I should know it, but it's familiar, but I don't have anything solid. What about you, Sonny?
It sounds like there's a song called Feelings that kind of comes to mind.
Yeah, that does sound like very good feelings. Boy, that's really good, but that's not it.
Sonny. Not it.
Well, there you go. An early process of elimination. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I guess we need more clues.
Yeah, let me play it for you again.
Okay.
And here we go.
So I'm trying to figure out if this is the beginning or something that's happening during the song. So
I will. So there's your fifth hint. I actually have four for you. It's in the middle of the song.
Okay.
Okay.
1980 is your time frame. 1980. Okay. It's part of an Oreo cookie.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What you would want to do with the proceeds of a bank robbery. And check out that screaming guitar.
Wow.
All right. All right. I've got a few things, but I'm not sure yet. Oh, man. You know, part of a, you know, I'm thinking, before you said the date, and you said part of the Oreo cookie, I'm thinking, oh, it's a song by Cream, but 1980, no.
Oh.
Then I'm thinking, well, oh, see, I thought maybe Blondie, you know, but a Blondie could be a dessert, but it's not part of a cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I could sit here for another 10 minutes, but I can't. So it sounds familiar, and I know I'm going to punch myself for this. Sonny?
Well, when you said the black and white cookie yesterday, I was mulling that over, and I thought it was something by Oreo Speedwagon.
What's in the middle of an Oreo cookie? R-E-O, part of a Oreo cookie. Sonny's getting very warm.
Filling stuff.
wow.
Any way you want it. I'm trying to think of 1980 songs by Oreo.
Well, you've named the group, Sonny. It's part of an Oreo cookie. What's in the middle? R-E-O, R-E-O.
Right.
Speedwagon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what you would do with the proceeds of a bank robbery. You've robbed a bank. Now what do you need to do?
Run.
Keep it. No.
run, stash
Sonny,
it.
What did you say, Sonny?
Time for me to fly?
Run.
Run.
Is there something? Is there a song "Run" by Oreo Speedwagon?
Well, I was thinking "Time for Me to Fly." I'm out of here. But
well, here's the wonderful thing about having my pal Mike.
He
can bring us clarification.
Yeah.
And I love all of the clues that you give, Steve. You give those clues, and I'm in here laughing and laughing because you're spot on every time.
And I'm mad because I should be spot on, I'm not. Somebody else just texted me.
Yeah. What is it, Sonny?
Take It on the Run. Is it?
Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Oh, there's that part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But boy, the guitar, man, when you're playing the flugelhorn, it just messes with my head.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly right. Well done. Part of an Oreo cookie, R-E-O, and what you would do with the proceeds of a bank robbery. Take it on the run, baby.
Man. Mike Dow, I bet you get these every time without the hint.
I don't, actually.
I always assume the same thing because I don't know anybody that knows more about music than you do, Mike. And when you tell me I didn't have it either, I'm like, come on, you didn't have it either?
Well, that Friday when you were off and I was filling in for you and Steve chose Lola by the Kinks.
And you love the Kinks.
I'm obsessed with the Kinks, but I could not hear that in his flugelhorn playing. And I was so disappointed in myself, I almost just went home.
But that's how that works.
That's the point, right?
That's how it works, because when I was at home, I got it right away. But I was at home, I wasn't under any pressure.
Under pressure.
All right.
Yeah, but you guys kind of cobbled it out. You got it.
Well,
this week.
Sonny did. Yeah. I did.
Well,
not.
I got the group.
Well done, Sonny.
Finally. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. That's